This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. You need not ask what type of law they specialize in because they are full-service. And you need not live, need not work, nor do not need your legal issue to originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida. They service the greater Tampa Bay area and are huge supporters of Todd Wright podcasts, as well as Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Call anytime for a free consult, 844-4-BLG-4ME, 844-4-BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. The Todd Wright Toddcast also would like to congratulate Anthony Peroni and his family and Pin Chasers on their 60th anniversary. 60 years for Pin Chasers in Tampa Bay, currently with three locations, 6816 Gale Boulevard in East Pasco, 4847 North Armenia, that's the Midtown location, where I'm actually looking forward to seeing Anthony later this week, and 5555 West Hillsborough Avenue, that is just east of the Veterans Expressway. Late night specials, Sunday through Thursday. Breakfast bowl, full breakfast, 2 hours of bowling before 11 a.m., $8, 7 days a week. Birthday party destination, group outing destination. The summer camps have been running wild at Pin Chasers for the last couple of months. Get out of the heat, get out of the rain. You never pay for shoes to rent. And even if you need a clean pair of socks to go with those shoes, just ask and Pin Chasers will provide them for you. They have arcade play, and as Bengal Ralph, an ambassador for the Todd Wright Tour, who spends probably as much time at Pin Chasers as he does playing in my golf tournaments, told me for many months before I tried it, the pizza is fantastic. One of those late night specials, by the way, is the Pizza Bowl. Every Tuesday, 9 p.m. to close, you give Pin Chasers $10.99. You bowl until they close. You eat pizza until they close. Unlimited. Congrats to Anthony Peroni and Pin Chasers on their 60th anniversary. Was just out at Hooters, the now three-year running presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast last Friday. I was asked by Chris Torello and Bay News 9's Spectrum Sports 360 to be the focus of a fantasy football feature that will be forthcoming on Bay News 9 and Spectrum Sports 360. We shot it at the Hillsboro Hooters location that is annually home to my fantasy football draft party, which we will be having later next month. Thanks to Bobby Pena and the managers at Hooters. I thank Original Hooters for their continued sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I'll let you know when that feature is going to first air. I have a feeling it will air multiple times on Spectrum Sports 360 and maybe outside that show on Bay News 9. You never know. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast returns next week. For the first time in 4 years, we took the off-season off, so I'm ready to go. So next week, separate podcast, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Season 4 returns next week, presented by Original Hooters. You know, ever since my longtime friend and the voice of afternoon sports talk radio in Tampa Bay, Steve Dooming, passed away, I'd say about 80% of the time I wear one of these blue wristbands. They've been very common in our society for years for various reasons. I'd never worn one. And as I walked into Steve's celebration of life about a month or so ago, they were sitting there in a dog dish labeled Big Dog, and we were all invited to take one or more. And as I left late that night after talking to Steve's widow, Jennifer, she handed me a bunch more. And they're in my car. They're on my dining room table. They're in my bathroom in a spot. And whenever I don't have one on, I put one on. Because sometimes I just got to take one off after a little while. But I always put one on when I'm thinking about Steve. Before I did this Toddcast, I put one on. By the way, the band says, thanks for the memories, Steve Big Dog Dumig. I put it on because what I'm about to do feels like something Steve would have done. And I can only lead into it as socially unacceptable as smoking has become. Any fan of Steve knows he was a smoker, and he would often take smoke breaks during his show or at remotes. And there were times when he was really getting ready to dig in to begin a show and an opening monologue. The big dog would say something like this. Let me take a good long hit because I'm going to need it. And Steve, and you would just hear this. Now, I don't smoke, but I don't begrudge those who do. My grandmother did for many years. It didn't cost her life. But just in the spirit of how Steve would have done something like this on his show, what I'm about to do, I felt the need to sort of start with that and mention the big dog. Here we go. I'm taping this podcast on July 16th, 3:30 in the afternoon. 3 months ago today, the Tampa Bay Lightning lost game 4 of the first round of the Eastern Conference and Stanley Cup playoffs to the Columbus Blue Jackets. And a team that had tied a record with 62 wins in the regular season and won the President's Cup was out of the postseason without one playoff win. We talked about it at the time on the Todd Wright Lightning Playoff Podcast, and it carried over for a bit to this Todd Wright Toddcast. I said a lot of things then that I felt needed to be said. I felt there were more things that needed to be said that I said on my appearances on the Bay News 9 Spectrum Sports 360 show. I called for the full page ad in the Tampa Bay Times, which the team had done previously upon a disappointing result of not even making the playoffs a couple years before. That ad came, but it didn't have the owner's name attached to it. They attached the name of the team and put players' signatures underneath. Then, weeks later, the owner did attach his name to a note that went out to, as I understand it, the biggest sponsors and the season ticket holders. So it was sent specifically to them and addressed to them rather than the open letter, which had the players' names and the organization name attached to it. The Lightning organization has been maintaining a fairly low profile since then, and I can understand why. Then we had the NHL Awards shortly after the St. Louis Blues won their first Stanley Cup ever. The NHL Awards were held, and not surprisingly, because the awards are based on regular season only and the votes are in before the playoffs begin, the Lightning won both the Hart Trophy for Most Valuable Player, Nikita Kucherov, and the Vezina Trophy, Best Goaltender, Andrei Vasilevsky. Then, roughly a week ago, well, let me go back a little bit more. So back a couple months ago, I did put in the request that I told all of you I would saying we need to hear from Jeff Vinnick. And I'll go ahead and make the request to talk to him myself. I will record it in full. I will not edit it. And I will even go in on it with my friends at the Identity Tampa Bay. And they can use it as well. The Identity Tampa Bay basically comes from the Vinnick and Lightning family. I put in the request with someone who has known me for nearly 30 years. I know the Lightning have only been around for 27. I knew him before the Lightning existed. He's been with the Lightning for a long time, and he's in the front office. He appreciated my request, and I was told, not at this time. Now, for weeks, other than that note to the sponsors and the season ticket holders, we hadn't heard a word from Mr. Vinnick. And then about a week ago, we did hear. Via Joe Smith, who had covered the Lightning for many, many, many years, and perhaps was handpicked by Vinnick to do an interview about the failure in the playoffs and some other things. Perhaps he was even allowed to talk about whatever he wanted. But Joe Smith, now of The Athletic, an online subscription-based publication that has no local ties. None. It's not a local website. It's not a local newspaper. It's not a local radio station. It's not a local television station. Joe Smith is local, but it's a subscription-based online site that is not local. The highlight quote, even highlighted by The Athletic from Jeff Vinnick, was the following. This is hockey. This shit happens all the time. One more time for now. This is hockey. This shit happens all the time. Okay. Because of that quote, and because it was brought to my attention by some people who have the same opinion I have about how from the owner on down, for 3 months, the Lightning organization just doesn't seem to get it. I decided to go back and do even more research. So 3 months after the Lightning completed the four-game sweep at the hands of the Columbus Blue Jackets, as what I call the biggest disappointment in the history of Tampa Bay professional sports, called it that at the time. I've gone back to take another look at it, thanks to Mr. Vinnick's quote, "This is hockey, this shit happens all the time." Okay, let's see if Mr. Vinnick is right. Let's start with Game 1 against the Blue Jackets. April 10th, Amalie Arena. The broad strokes, you already know. Lightning led 3-0 after 17 minutes and 50 seconds. Shorthander by Killorn, 4-12. Cirelli from Cernak and Miller at 11-01. Gord from Sergachev and Ruda at 17:50. By the way, don't hear the names Stamkos, Kucherov there, do I? No, they weren't there. They weren't there. 3-0, right? The party is on. Then, let's recap. And what helps my recap was last night, NHL Network re-aired this game I stumbled on it, and I watched it again. Columbus picked up a penalty at 19:27 of the first. Lightning were on the man advantage with 33 seconds left in the first period. And then when they didn't score then, they came out on the man advantage to start the second up 3-0. After we all know, Tortorella probably had either a lot to say or made his point by saying nothing at the first intermission to his Blue Jackets team. Because remember, this was a Blue Jackets team that, and granted, they added a lot at the trade deadline, something the Lightning chose not to do. Remember the quote from John Cooper? We did nothing. No, we did something by doing nothing. A quote I'd still like to have explained to me. Lightning at one point this season beat Columbus 8-2. It was 3-0, and they're on the power play with 30 seconds left in the first period. This game is going to be 8-2. Again, Lightning beat Columbus 17-3 in three games in the regular season. That's where this is headed. I remember sitting at that game, watching that first 33 seconds of that power play at the end of the first. It didn't look like the Lightning tried. I do question their effort on that power play. Like, we're already up 3-0. Let's take a break. We got a whole minute 27 left of this man advantage that we're so good at. We'll come out and we'll score in that first minute of the second period. And, you know, we got this. Well, they didn't. The only goal of the second period was Nick Foligno for Columbus at 9:15. 3-1 going to the second intermission. Now let's walk through some things that happened after that. Columbus got the goal to make it 3-2, David Savard, at 7:56 of the third. Uh-oh. It's 3-2. It's now a one-goal game. What's happening here? Then the Lightning get a gift. Legit high-sticking double minor by Columbus's Brandon Dubinsky at 9:23. He's off for 4 minutes. Lightning can score one goal in the first 2 minutes of this and then reboot and score again in the second 2 minutes. No problem. Well, they didn't score in the first 2 minutes of the double minor. And then 31 seconds into the second 2 minutes of the double minor, Columbus scored shorthanded. Game tied at 3. Uh-oh. Lightning still on the power play. Top power play in the NHL. But 22 seconds later, Killorn, legit high stick, end of Lightning power play. 4-on-4 for a little while, and then Columbus on the power play at 14:05 gets game winner. Seth Jones from Panarin and Werenski. Columbus leads 4-3. Game over. Series over. Season over. Yeah, because for the first time all year, the Lightning were hit with adversity and no one knew how to handle it. Nobody. And I would argue that in the 3 months since Game 4, no one from owner Jeff Vinnick on down still knows what hits them and knows how to handle it. But Mr. Vinnick said, this is hockey. This shit happens all the time. Blown three-goal lead in the 2019 Stanley Cup playoffs. Who else blew a 3-0 lead in the 2019 Stanley Cup playoffs in a game? Oh yeah, Vegas did. In Game 7 against the Sharks. But wait a minute. The NHL later acknowledged that the only way San Jose scored enough goals to overcome the 3-goal deficit was on a clear mistake made by the officials, as a major penalty was called against Joe Pavelski rather than the correct call. This is acknowledged by the NHL, the correct call of a double minor, which would have limited San Jose to a maximum of 2 goals and not the 4 that they ended up scoring. So the only other 3-goal lead blown in the 2019 Stanley Cup playoffs, other than the Lightning's in Game 1 of the Columbus series, was because of a bad call that has been acknowledged and documented by the league office. But again, Jeff Vinnick says, this shit happens all the time. Okay. He also said in that piece to Joe Smith in The Athletic, this year the top 4 seeds, the division winners, all lost in the first round. So I guess that feeds his argument, this shit happens all the time. So let's talk about those other 3 division winners from the 2019 Stanley Cup playoffs. The Calgary Flames, yep, they lost in the first round to the Colorado Avalanche in 5. They won a game. The Nashville Predators lost in the first round, yep, in 6 to Dallas. They won 2 games. Ben Bishop, the Stars goaltender, by the way. The defending champion Capitals, who came from 3-2 down last year in the East Finals to defeat Tampa Bay, including winning Game 7 on Lightning home ice, lost in the first round of the Carolina Hurricanes in 7 games. They won 3 times. So of the 4 division winners, there was only one who didn't win a single game. And Mr. Vinnick, that's your team. But you say this shit happens all the time. Well, you won the President's Trophy. Long considered a curse, handled in different ways by different teams over the years. Do you touch it? Do you acknowledge it? Do you take a photo of it? The Lightning won the President's Trophy. It wasn't even close. President's Trophy winners often fall short in the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's well documented. However, the Tampa Bay Lightning became the first ever President's Trophy winner to not win a single game in the Stanley Cup playoffs. First ever. But Mr. Vinnick says, this shit happens all the time. Indulge me with one more, because I put a lot of work into this last one. I mentioned the NHL awards. Lightning win, most valuable player, Nikita Kucherov. Boy, he really took the sweep hard, didn't he? And they win Vezina, Andrei Vasilevsky, who honestly we never really hear a lot from anyway. Might be as much of a language barrier. So, in hockey, is it fair to say that if you've got a team with the best goalie in the league, as voted on by the entire league. And you've got the most valuable player, as voted on by the entire league. And you won the President's Trophy, so you were the best in the entire league. You got it all. So I went back and I looked at every team in NHL history that won both the Hart MVP and both the Vezina in the same season. I mean, it happened just 4 years ago. Carey Price, he won both. Sometimes goaltenders do. He won MVP, and he won Vezina. Canadians lost the East semis in six. So they advanced past the first round and lost in the second round. Previous example prior to that of a team with both the MVP and the Vezina, Montreal again with a goaltender, Jose Theodore, won both. Canadians that year, 2001-2002, lost the East semis in six, which meant they won the first round and then lost in the second round. Prior to that, Dominic Hasek, back-to-back years for the Sabres. In inverse order, 97-98, Hasek, Vezina, and Hart, Sabres lost the East Finals. So they won two playoff series before they lost the East Finals in six. The previous year to that, Hasek again. Hart and Vezina lost the East Semis in seven. So they won in the first round, lost the semis in seven. So now it's like, well, all right, it's one player. Give me an example of when you have the player that wins the Hart and a different player that wins the Vezina. You got it. 77-78. Montreal Canadiens, Guy Lafleur, and Dryden and Larocque were your Vezina Trophy winners. 77-78. So different players winning the trophies. They won the Stanley Cup. The previous year to that, same names. 76-77. Lafleur wins Hart. Dryden and Larocque win the Vezina. They win the Cup. The example prior to that, 74-75. Very famous team. Philadelphia Flyers. Bob Clark wins the Hart. Bernie Parent wins the Vezina. Flyers win the Stanley Cup. That's every example post-original six I just gave you of when a team has won the Hart and the Vezina and their playoff result. In chronological order, Stanley Cup, Stanley Cup, Stanley Cup. Lost in the conference semis, lost in the conference finals, lost in the conference semis, lost in the conference semis. No example of a team not winning one playoff game. So let's go back to the original six era. We got to find something because Mr. Vinick says this shit happens all the time. 66-67, Chicago Blackhawks. Stan Mikita is your MVP. Hall and DeJordy win the Vezina. Blackhawks lose in six to the Maple Leafs in the semis, which means they won two games. 63-64, Béliveau wins the MVP. Hodge wins the Vezina. Montreal loses in seven to the Leafs, which means they won playoff games. 61-62, Plante wins both MVP and Vezina. Canadians lose in six to Blackhawks, which means they won at least one playoff game. 55-56, Béliveau wins MVP for the Canadians. Plante wins Vezina. Canadians win Stanley Cup. 52-53, Gordie Howe wins MVP. Sawchuk wins Vezina. Wings lose in six, which means they won games. That was the year after, in 51-52, Howe won MVP, Sawchuk won Vezina, Red Wings won the Cup in 52. 46-47, Richard, MVP, Bill Dernan, Vezina, Canadians lose Cup Finals. 37-38, Eddie Shore. No, this isn't a slapshot joke. Eddie Shore, Boston Bruins MVP. Tiny Thompson, Boston Bruins goaltender. Eddie Shore, your Hart Trophy winner. Tiny Thompson, your Vezina Trophy winner. By the way, for you slapshot fans, Dick Clapper, the captain of that team. Bruins swept by Maple Leafs 3-0 in opening round of playoffs. Let that sit in. I had to go all the way back to 1938. 81 years to find the last team in the NHL to win MVP, Vezina, and not win a single playoff game. It was so long ago. The names involved are more slapshot lore than seeming like real life. It is so long ago. The series was best of five. It was so long ago. It was pre-original six. There were eight teams in the NHL back then. There were the New York Americans and the Montreal Maroons. But as Jeff Vinnick told Joe Smith in The Athletic, to make you feel better, this shit happens all the time. Nope. Mr. Vinnick and the Lightning need to own their shit. I just gave you 1, 2, 3, 4 examples of how what they did doesn't happen all the time. And unless from the owner on down, this organization owns it, holds someone accountable for it, makes changes because of it, this shit will happen to them again. I hope you like that one, big dog. Because I think we would have gotten something like that from you in the last 3 months. Happy to fill the void. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. And by Pin Chaser, celebrating 60 years in Tampa Bay. Three locations, East Pasco, Midtown, Veterans. Visit PinChasers.net. For more information on summer camps, birthday parties, group outings, late night specials, breakfast bowl 7 days a week, you never pay for shoes when bowling at Pin Chasers. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast. Please subscribe, tell your friends. We'll talk to you next time.